one is a sober show. The only place to go. Bruce and Shelley and Mark, let them light the spark to stay on the right track. Or just listen for fun to the 101, to the 101. Recovery 101. Recovery 101.
Hey, I'm Dr. Drew, and you are listening to Recovery 101.
Thank you to Brandon for Marvel's Recovery 101 jingle. Recovery 101 does not speak for AANAOACAGAPASLASLASCRRMMAADGBVRD. We don't speak for anybody.
M-O-U-S-E.
We don't even speak that well for ourselves.
Speak for yourself.
As you're about to find out. Welcome to Recovery 101. My name is Bruce B. As always with
Shelley.
And Mark.
Sweet.
Dude.
We've been having festivities with pastries from 85 degrees. And other desserts brought from home. It's been tasty.
Yes, it has.
Yes, it has.
Actually, the people in the know call it 85 C.
Oh, for 85 Celsius?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, the people in the know, you know what's funny? There will be people, because we get people that download this in like Beijing, China, they'll know exactly what 85C is.
Yeah, but it's new to us.
Yeah, but the only people in the United States that has any chance is Southern California, and only in a couple of areas of Southern California. But by the end of this year, they said Southern California will have 10, and then they're just going to launch through the United States. And it's pretty damn good. I like it.
Okay.
Peanut Gallery says, go S-Bucks. You know, if Starbucks would like to sponsor us, I'd be more than happy to.
Do you know that the price of Starbucks is going to go up?
I heard
starting
that.
Starting tomorrow or something like that?
Yeah, which will be like a week ago by the time this goes up, but I heard that. It's mostly going to affect a regular cup of coffee. A regular cup of coffee is going to go up about a dime. Most of the lattes and stuff are not going to change, but it is going to go up. And they said that's very strange because worldwide coffee prices are dropping. Hey.
I don't care.
Starbucks says...
You never care.
Starbucks is going to make more money.
I have like a Starbucks a week. So.
Mark goes, I don't care because I have stock in Starbucks!
No, Mark doesn't care because he doesn't care about anything.
Oh.
I do too. I care about some things. I cared about your knee. I asked how it was as soon as I walked in.
Well, I know you so care about the banana cake.
I cared about the banana cake. It was delicious.
Because that's the important thing.
That's right. I care about Michael and his 3 years.
Well, what's time for the boozy news? And the news not fit for booze. Sweet.
Okay, we've got shout-outs to Fran, Brian, Phil, Bill, Donald, and everybody. Deborah, everybody. There we go. Okay.
Where's Katie been?
I don't know. I'm getting a little bit. I'm going to have to email her.
Katie
Yuck. I'm going to have to email her. I think Bill sent me this one. I don't remember, but according to the American Pew Research Center.
The what?
American Pew Research Center. I don't know what that is.
P-E-W.
At any rate. According to their research, Pakistan and Nigeria are two of the most homophobic and, you know, lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, intolerant countries in the world.
Bunch of faggots.
And interestingly enough, they have some of the highest rates of people claiming to be homosexual.
Really?
Yes.
The movie that Bill Maher did, Religulous, mm-hmm. He's talking to these guys in, like, New York City, and not only are they Muslims, but they're gay, and they own a bar. And the guy's like, wow, in your country, you'd pretty much be in trouble, wouldn't you? And they go, oh, yeah, we'd be dead.
Yeah.
Well, they tracked this, because obviously they can't go around and say, are you gay, to everybody. They tracked this by... they discovered that in Pakistan and Nigeria, they're the two world leaders in Google searches for porn, specifically gay porn.
Really?
Yes. They lead the world.
Did the NSA find that out, or did Google release that?
I don't know. It doesn't say that.
Is there anybody else here that's given up Verizon because Verizon apparently is giving all her call records to the NSA? You notice they only talked about Verizon.
I think everybody is giving all their call records to the NSA.
Yeah, probably.
In West Seattle, Sarah Tannerson, you probably, if you're going to steal something from her house, you'd better be in a car, because she will run you down if you try to steal her husband's bike. She was getting ready to go on her morning 5-mile jog.
Damn, that's just way too healthy.
Guy comes by, she steals, sees him trying to steal her husband's bike. He gets on the bike, he starts riding away. She screams and yells, call 911, he's stealing your bike. And she runs off after him, catches him, and
she
knocks him off the bike.
You know what it is? The guy is like totally out of shape. He's trying to steal this bike. He gets down to the end of the driveway. He's winded. She runs 5 miles a day, just runs up on him and knocks him off.
She got close enough that the guy stealing the bike told her to back off, and she said, no. She said, I was going to run 6 miles a day, but I can do 12.
That's right.
Yeah, because you know what? If you haven't ridden a bike that much lately, that guy, he'd be ahead for a while.
Yeah, after about 800 yards.
But eventually he's going to start slowing up, and she's going to catch him.
Yeah.
West Seattle.
Yes, West Seattle.
Yeah. That's like the docks.
Yeah.
That's now, like where the Starbucks is, actually, West Seattle.
Now, this is in Logan County. I think this might be Utah, but I'm not sure. I don't know where Logan County is.
Is it important to the story?
No.
Okay, then.
You know what I always think when we hear counties? I always think about Cops, the show Cops. Because it's the only place I ever hear of certain counties' names.
Yeah.
Anyway, getting back on the topic.
Cops, great show.
It is.
In order to be a criminal, you have to take your shirt off, though.
Yeah, you have to.
Okay, go ahead, Shelly.
Bad boys, bad boys.
What you gonna do?
What you gonna do when Shelly comes for you?
Please, Shelly.
14-year-old Jared Markham will be appearing before a judge. He's been charged with obstructing an officer. He faces a $500 fine and up to a year in jail. He's 14 years old.
How come?
Because the principal of his school told him he was not allowed to wear a Support Your Second Amendment t-shirt.
Yeah, that's been going on here for a while.
Ooh.
And it didn't have a gun on it or anything.
Oh.
It wasn't like it was just a t-shirt, you know, Support the Second Amendment. Support your rights.
So it's a government shirt.
The principal told him that was
Constitution.
Against...
Constitution. It's a Constitution shirt.
Yeah, it's a Constitution shirt. The principal told him that was against the dress code. His parents have been backwards and forwards through the dress code. There's nothing in it that says anything about a t-shirt supporting one of the...
Amendments.
Yeah. Part of the Bill of Rights. Mm-hmm. So the principal called the cops to have him evicted from the campus, and he didn't physically do anything. He just tried to argue his way out of it with the cop, and the cop said that he was being obstructionist and arrested him.
Well, you know what? He probably was being obstructionist. I mean,
You know what?
If so you're arguing with the cop, they usually look at that as being obstruction.
There's a price you pay for standing up for your rights sometimes.
Yeah, the price he paid, he got a couple days off school.
Yeah, it's okay.
Well, no, he still hasn't been back to school.
Yeah.
No, the guy's gotten an award. They rewarded him with like a week off school already.
Yeah, he's going to get a whole year off school when he goes to jail.
He's not going to go to
jail. They're not going to send him to jail.
Probably not, because I think the ACLU is going to chime in on this one.
I was going to say, where's Gloria Allred for something like this? She should be right there. She should be right there.
The last person in the world I would ever want to represent me in a case would be Gloria Allred.
Yeah, well, it's
What's
not...
The last, tell me if you can... Can you name the last case she won?
No.
You know why?
Because I don't pay attention to
her.
Because
you can't name the last case she tried.
Yeah.
She doesn't try cases. She just puts on red lipstick and goes in and talks about it.
Yeah, she's a mouthpiece.
Another boozy story for you, Mark.
Oh, well.
You guys remember the tanning mom from New Jersey?
Oh, yeah.
That got in trouble when she took her daughter to the tanning salon with her?
God. She looked like a leather suitcase.
Yes, she's been sent by the courts to a detox facility.
Yes, she has.
For being intoxicated, she was drunk at the Minneapolis International Airport.
Not really a good place to get drunk these days, the airport.
No.
The police were called to the ticket counter by the ticket agent because she was obviously and visibly inebriated. I guess she was causing a fuss. I don't know what the problem was, but she was arrested and taken to a detox center. And it wasn't her first
rodeo
incident with this in the same airport. What is it about the airport? She just wants to get drunk and go to the airport? I don't know. But
maybe she's fearful of flying and she wants to get hammered before she goes.
Because you get an extra shot for a buck and a half.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Let's see.
They still do that in airports?
I've never flown.
No.
I've only been to their bars.
Oh, okay.
In North Platte, that's Lincoln, Nebraska.
I knew that.
27-year-old Dylan Aufgarten. Dylan Aufgarten. I'm assuming he's of German descent. He was
Dylan Biergarten.
He's in jail, but he has a work release job. So, you know, he leaves the prison every day to go to his job. He works at an animal shelter. He got his girlfriend to phone in a call of a bogus, vicious dog call so that he would be sent out on the call. His girlfriend then picks him up. So he's, like, technically making a jailbreak here. But he messed with the wrong girl because he got in an argument with her. She kicked him out of the car, called the cops, and told on him.
Oops.
So he got arrested
bitch.
Again. Now, she's also gotten arrested for aiding and abetting.
Yeah, of course.
So, but
she
you know,
didn't think that one all the way through.
Yeah, play the tape all the way through to the end, honey.
Yeah. This one made me laugh. There are no names involved. I don't know who posted this or whatever. But in New York, there's an online website that has listings, apartment listings for the Upper West Side.
Uh-huh.
Because, you know, apartments are hard to get in New York. So,
yes, they are.
You know,
especially
you need all the help
upper
you
west
can
side.
Get. Well, apparently it's this dinky little apartment, and I guess the guy's he wants to rent it for more than it's worth or whatever. In order to jazz up his listing on this website,
uh-huh.
He took a picture of the living room, but in the foreground of the picture was his penis. So everybody went and looked at the picture of that. So he got a lot of hits on the site for his apartment.
Nice.
Yes. But most people apparently don't want to pay $2,000 for less than 500 square feet. So.
If I were him next week when I put it up, I would just take the picture. I have the top of a girl's head in the foreground.
Yes. There's have you ever seen the MasterCard ads where it says,
Yeah, those priceless, yeah.
Yeah, the priceless ads. There's one, and it's got a... now I forgot what we were talking about. Never mind. I had it.
Wow.
I had it.
Everybody, you have just seen what we deal with on a daily basis with Bruce.
Yeah, it was brilliant.
That's good.
I know what it was.
Oh, good. Tell us.
It's got these two people, and they're, like, sitting on a bed, and they're kind of rednecks, and it's like... You know, redneck hairstyle, $15. You know, big bottle of Jack Daniels, you know, $11.50. Forgetting to take the jar of anal lube out of the... So it's like they're sitting there like taking a picture of themselves. There's this huge thing. Dude, it's huge. And it's right next to them on the nightstand, and it's anal lube.
That's funny.
That's priceless.
That's priceless.
Okay. Wait, now I've scrolled down too far. Oh, there it is. We've got a Michael Jackson story. Amazingly
He's
enough,
still dead?
The guy's still dead.
Is this a thriller?
It is a thriller. There's a court battle over his, there's a dispute between a concert firm and his family. They're trying to get money that they say they owe. The singer's family says they don't. He doesn't know it, blah, blah, blah. The trial itself is not the interesting part. The interesting part is that the judge is accepting evidence from a ghost in the trial. I think this guy probably needs to be debenched or debooted or whatever it is that you do to a judge. But he is allowing Brenda Ritchie, who is the ex-wife of Lionel Ritchie, to give testimony on the fact that Michael Jackson has appeared to her, that she is having communications with him, his ghost, to tell everyone that it wasn't the doctor's fault that he died, that he killed himself.
Welcome to Hollyweird.
And the judge is accepting this testimony. The judge,
why not?
Actually, it's a woman. It's Yvette
Palazuelos. It's a Michael Jackson trial. Why not?
Because we don't do that. You can't accept evidence from somebody who says they're talking to the...
You know what? Howard Hughes appeared to me and said he was really leaving all his money to me.
If the glove don't fit, just wear one.
Jeez, old Pete.
It's holly weird.
True. Okay, now we're going to Auckland, New Zealand.
Auckland.
Yes.
Auckland.
And I'm not exactly sure how this is going to work when the kid is like, you know, grows up, because that's going to be weird. But an 11-year-old boy has fathered a child after having sex with his friend's 36-year-old mother.
Wow.
He's the hero of every kid he knows. Talk about...
Apparently,
I don't even know if you could call her a cougar.
Yeah, she's only 36.
The cougar pup.
I was at a comedy show last week, and the comedian, she said, you know, she don't know what this whole cougar thing is. She says, you know, we just kind of learned, if you can't find a good one, raise it.
Oh.
At any rate, so the woman has been having illegal sex with this 11-year-old for several months.
Yeah, but he's going to be a father.
And then discovered that she was pregnant, at which point the boy went to his parents and said, you're not going to be happy with me, but...
She could marry and adopt him on the same day.
Yeah. Is it me? I don't think I could have banged when I was 11.
Apparently this kid is like...
Maybe.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yikes.
Girl, yeah, but see, the peanut gallery comes from the age where everyone was drinking hormone-induced milk.
Yeah. You were just about coming out of Girls Are Icky.
We had Wonder Bread builds bodies 8 ways. If it had been 9 ways, then we would have been able to.
Yeah.
Well, everybody was. Yeah, but see, you were able to, you know, the peanut gallery was able to watch porn at 9. Unless you could get a hold of a movie projector, you couldn't even get a stag film.
Yeah.
Now you just go online. You look up whatever you want.
In Charleston, South Carolina, someone has stolen the cock.
Speaking of watching porn.
10,000 bottles of chicken cock whiskey have been stolen.
I had
never heard of chicken cock whiskey.
I've never wanted to taste the chicken cock.
Apparently there are only 10,000 bottles because this is a brand that was... available, like proliferated during the Prohibition era. You know, one of the bathtub gin kind of things, and it was called chicken cock whiskey. And, you know, once Prohibition was repealed, it kind of disappeared, and nobody ever heard of it again. Well, a company in Charleston has decided to revive the old brand, and they produced 10,000 bottles as their first run, and now it's gone. Somebody stole it.
Shelly.
What?
Have you ever once in your life thought you wanted to taste chicken cock?
No. I didn't
even
know chickens had cocks.
I know a guy who tried one time. He said it tasted more like horse cock.
Chicken cock cock.
Okay.
And I don't care.
And finally this, Carrie Ann Bradford Dangler. 4 names.
Uh-oh, four names. What could that possibly be?
This took place in Key Largo.
Sailed away to
Key Largo,
Florida.
Thank you. She was arrested because she decided to pull a gun on her roommate when her roommate hid her vodka.
Well, I understand that.
That sounds completely reasonable.
What's the problem?
Yeah, I don't think. Well, there's a problem.
What's the problem?
This is the same woman who got in trouble the week before because she tried to shoot a frog that was too noisy in her backyard.
We didn't know that at the time.
So this woman apparently has an issue that she likes to resolve her issues with guns.
She should move to Texas.
I was just going to say, you know, maybe Florida's not the right state for her. Yeah. Or New Jersey. New Jersey's good, too.
Chicago.
And that's true. Everybody's
the leader in gun crime.
Yeah. With the strictest gun control laws.
Yeah.
And wow, we are way past time.
And you didn't even do the James Gandolfini died news.
Oh, that's right. Well, I'd already done the boozy news.
Soprano star.
That's true. Rest in peace, Tony Soprano.
Ooh.
And now Bruce
Dillinger. I should have thrown in the Journey song that was... What was it? Don't Stop Believin'. They did Don't Stop Believin'. They did it on the show.
Okay, that's the end of the Boozy News.
The New Way Foundation Victory House AWARE program is a state-licensed and certified substance abuse treatment provider located in Burbank. The New Way Foundation has a 50-bed residential program for men 18 to 64 years of age without insurance and outpatient programs for both women and men. New Way is a nonprofit foundation that is partially funded by Los Angeles Substance Abuse Prevention and Control under the Public Health Department and provides affordable and effective treatment. For over 40 years, New Way has been located in walking distance from beautiful downtown Burbank, numerous parks, and major transportation lines. In comfortable settings, nearly the entire continuum of care is offered by state-registered and certified counselors and interns. Don't wait for an accident, arrest, or overdose to contact us. Help yourself or your loved ones find treatment and the joys of recovery. When your way doesn't work anymore, try the New Way. You can reach us at 818-842-9416 or on the internet at new-way-foundation.com, helping 25,000 people find a new way since 1967.
Recovery 101.
We're back.
What do we got?
We got a topic.
What is it?
Bam!
I got 6 months.
Bam! This topic came up, it's really a topic of overconfidence. You know, overconfidence in a program when you get a little bit of time together, and the people that are pretty sure they got it, yeah, when they got about 6 to 9 months, they're like, I got it.
You know, it's really funny. We suggested 3 different topics while we were talking, and all of them are the same thing. Bam, I've got 6 months. Overconfidence, and they don't know what they don't know.
That wasn't what I suggested.
We know, but we didn't pay attention to you.
I know.
Well,
you're just the voice of reason around here.
It came
apparently not.
It came up from one of the examples was we had a person that Shelley used to sponsor, as a matter of fact, and
yeah, I did a great job with that. Apparently.
Has had has been symptomatic of what many young people in the program are. They get hooked up with person of the opposite sex or even the same sex, whatever, and you know, and they end up blowing their sobriety, and in the peanut gallery our guy Michael was suggesting to this girl that maybe she should not be effing around with all these guys and maybe she get some time, and she turned around, she held up a chip to him, she went, bam, I got 6 months, I know what I'm doing, and like a week later she was drunk.
Yeah,
you know, we have a guy, love him to death, Half Cake Jake. He's about to half a cake again.
Yep.
But he was Half Cake Jake and never quite, you know, was able to get the cake Jake.
Well, he was Half Cake Jake and then he was
quarter
not
cake
a chance of a cake in hell Jake.
Yeah. Yeah. So, what do you think about that, Mark? The overconfidence of the guys that get a few months and they, man, I've stayed sober this long. I can't believe it.
We see it. I see it a lot, but it's... I truly think that I don't know as much now as I knew when I had 6 months. I knew more then.
You thought you knew more then.
Right. Because what I know now is I don't know.
Yeah.
You know, but more importantly, what I know is I don't get involved in what other people think they know.
Yes.
You know, because it's just too damn hard to have a conversation with somebody who they know everything. That's within their realm of knowing.
It's like talking to a teenager.
Yeah, they know everything that's within their realm of knowing. The problem is they don't have any experience.
Right.
So they don't know what they don't know.
I think it was Socrates that said, the guy that knows the most is the guy that realizes he doesn't know anything.
Yeah.
So what do you think, Shelley? You have experience with people with...
Yeah,
a little bit of time.
Yeah, I'm the girl I sponsor. But I don't know, I kind of, in a certain way, I take exception to the whole, the guy who says, you know, the more I think I know nothing, or whatever it was. I think that if you've been around a few years, and you're working a program, if you get up there and you say, every day I know that I know nothing, then you're not listening.
Oh, I would have thought it's just because I turned everything over to God to do for me.
It drives me crazy, though, when people say, oh, all I know is that I don't know anything. If you've been here for 5 years or 3 years or 10 years and you're still saying that,
you should know something.
You should know something by now.
I'm not as thick as you drunk I am.
But at 6 months, when they say, well, all I know is I don't know anything. Yeah, you pretty much don't know anything at that point.
Yeah,
but the problem is you get the six-month people that they know everything.
Actually, when they say that, well, you're learning.
but then you get the six-month people that know everything. They're so shocked that for the first time in their life they've been able to, you know, you look at it from their point of view. I've been able to do something in the last 6 months that I was unable to do for the entire rest of my life. I am successful.
Yeah. At six months, they are as clear-headed as they ever recall being.
Right. What they don't realize is that 9 months will be even more clear-headed.
And the perfect example of the phrase, a little knowledge is a dangerous thing.
Yep.
That's true. So, Mark?
Yes?
You ever had any sponsees like that?
All of them.
Oh.
it's just a condition of this program, I think. That people, you know, it's like the first time they have to wait 90 days before they take another chip. They think they've got all this knowledge that they've built up.
Right.
Because they took a chip at 30, they took one at 60, they took one at 90, and now they've got 3 months where they don't get, like, recognized. So they figure they got all this knowledge.
Right.
And they come in and they just tell you how much they've learned.
Bam!
And how in touch with their higher power they are.
Bam! Yeah, I think it's awesome. Shelly, have you... let's say Shelly, her eyes just open up like a deer in the headlights. What would you suggest, what would you say, or have you said, to people that come up to you and you're trying to explain something in the program, they're like telling you like they know what it is when they really don't?
At that point, if they give me the spiel about, yeah, I know that, I've done this, I said, okay, well, you know what, read page 86 and call me tomorrow. Because at that point, I'm not going to, it's like arguing with a drunk.
Well, for people
just
that
not drinking.
For people that don't know, Shelly.
Oh, page 86 in the big book is—it's like the list of questions at the end of the day or the beginning of the day. How did I do? Do I owe anybody an amends? Did I do anything? You know, there's a whole set of questions, and I still do that every night. You know, I was told to do it in the beginning, and I never stopped because I was never told to stop. But at that point, when you get into that diet, it's impossible. I had a sponsee once that was stuck on the whole God concept, and I gave her some suggestions that had been given to me by my sponsor, and I always got the, well, that's not going to work for me. That's not going to work for me. That's not going to work for me. And my response was always, have you tried it? No. Well, how do you know it's not going to work? Well, I just know me. I know that's not going to work for me. And there was never any other answer. So I had nothing else to tell her. I finally suggested she might want to get a different sponsor. I mean, and this was all in the course of a week. So it wasn't like I sponsored her for like a million years. But then, you know, she went and started talking to some other girls and went over to the 502 and I never saw her again.
So, Mark, what would you say to the people that think they know that don't know? Do you have any specific instructions for them?
It's really funny because, I mean, Shelly kind of touched on it with the, the contempt prior to investigation thing where they know everything about it, but they haven't done it. And, you know, I have a lot of people that I've sponsored who come to me after a period of time where they never came to me wanting to know what the next thing is they should do. But then they'll come to me after they get loaded, and they'll go, you didn't give me enough work.
Yeah, you're sponsoring wrong.
Yeah. So,
that is one of my pet peeves.
What?
I don't know why this is. Now, I understand why it is in NA, because they've got to flip it and they've got to fill out the War and Peace of Recovery. You know, and it helps some people. They stay sober. That's great. They like that. But if it's not in the first 164 pages, I ain't doing it. That's the program.
Yep.
And it drives me nuts. And especially with younger people, it seems like if you're not giving them homework, they don't feel like they're working a program.
And when you give homework, they don't do it anyway, which hurts me.
Well, yeah, but then they're constantly. Yeah. I get the ones that constantly say, "Well, what should I do now?"
Text me your four step.
And you know, if we've gone through the book together, if she started writing her fourth step or, you know, doing it, it just seems like they want more busy work. Yeah. There isn't any more busy work. Get over it. It's a simple program.
You know what the busy work
Stop
is?
Stop trying to complicate it. You're pissing me off.
There is busy work.
What?
Go to a meeting, get busy, help and set it up.
That's right.
Well, they want to do that because they can't possibly get there on time. Because, well, you know, they only get out of work at 5 o'clock and the meeting starts at 6:30, so they can't possibly get there on time.
Yeah.
That's funny because if they needed a quarter gram and they had an hour drive and only a half hour to do it, they'd still do it.
That's right.
They make that happen. I've made that happen. I walked like 6 miles in the rain once to buy a quarter of a gram.
Yep.
And then I'd be bitching that I had to walk 3 blocks to a meeting. Can I get a ride? I didn't get a ride, so I didn't go to the meeting. It's like, dude, it's 3 blocks. You'll walk it in less than 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Amazing.
If I have to make a left to come get you, it'll take me longer to make the left-hand turn than take you to walk there.
Yeah. It's like you getting off the train to go to the meeting. You get in the cab. Yep. The guy drives you 27 blocks. You end up at the train station on the other side of it.
Yep. That's classic. I laughed. I still laugh about that.
Guy drops you off. That'll be $75 from the...
Dude.
You mean I could have walked from the other side of the platform to here?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, you could have. But
then I wouldn't have been able to put my kids through college.
Yeah. Well then, Shelley, what would your final words be?
What was
bam!
That? Oh, bam.
I got 6 months.
I lost track of what we were talking about there. I went off on my little... I don't know. I went off on my little rant, and now I'm exhausted. It's great. Congratulations. You got 6 months. And go to another meeting. It doesn't stop. You don't get to have 6 months and know everything, and then you graduated. There is no graduation. It's like the mafia. You're in till you die.
Well, that is graduation.
One way or another, you're in till you die. Whether you drink and die or you stay sober and die. We got you for life.
Mark.
What?
Your final words.
I don't know. Maybe, you know, maybe my final words are what I said to Michael during the break when we were talking. You know, I got this. Okay, now what? That's always my question. Now what?
Perfect.
You know, is this all there is? Yeah.
It's as good as it gets.
Yeah.
You're with the winners.
Now what? Yeah.
My final words? Wham, bam, thank you, ma'am.
Wow, that was a quickie.
Yeah, it was.
How was that helpful?
Suffragette City.
I know what that's from. And he did not invent that.
I didn't say that it was going to be helpful. I said it was my final word.
Oh, well, all right then.
Was it supposed to be meaningful?
I don't know. Marks usually are.
We usually try.
Well, Marks, yeah, I didn't really feel like trying on this one. You guys had good ones.
Try.
To understand. He's a magic man. Never mind. So, Shelley.
What? I hate that song.
Who's our friend back east?
That would be Bruce.
The other white meat?
He runs the 12-Step Gazette at
12stepgazette.com.
Well, now I've forgotten. I've lost my train of thought there. Oh, you can read his fine publication online. You can have it emailed to you, or you can subscribe and he'll send it to you in the post. You can also inquire about franchise opportunities so that you can bring the 12-Step Gazette to your town.
Mark.
Yeah.
People are listening to the show.
I don't care.
Nice, and thank you.
Give him trouble.
Thanks for listening to the show. Please go to our site at recovery101.net. And we ask that you go there and listen to the show and click on some of our sponsors and go search their sites and see who the people are who help bring this show of recovery to you. If you go up onto the site, you can click on shows. You can like them. You can comment. You can put them on playlists. Follow the show. All those things help our numbers, and we would really appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you. We've got email ad. Oh, plus if you're on Facebook, you can add the Recovery 101 Radio. You can like us. You can also join the Recovery 101 Radio group. You have to ask to join, but it is a closed group, so you will not see program stuff showing up on your page if you want to be anonymous online.
Can you dislike us too?
Uh-huh.
Can you
dislike
us?
No, there is no dislike button.
There should be.
Yeah.
That would cause a lot of problems on Facebook, dislike buttons. There'd be wars.
I can see the divorce courts bulging at the seams. He disliked my post.
Perfect. We've got an email address at recovery101radio@gmail.com. You can join the crack advertising staff at recovery101radiosales@gmail.com. We have got videos at youtube.com/easylook and youtube.com/recovery101rule62.
Do not take yourself so damn seriously.
Shelley, who is the lead out music boy?
You already said looking for trouble.
Looking for trouble. Everybody try and leave it better than you found it and be the example.
We're out.
And take care of you.
And I promise to tell you no lies. I got a secret obsession, a pleasure that satisfies. It's got curves in all the right places, a V8 and 4 on the floor. It takes me to faraway places where I'm wild about my Thunderbird 4. I'll take a ride in your Chevy or Dodge, but honey, don't be absurd. You know the only car you're parking in my garage is a slick red Thunderbird. Sliding right beside me, and I promise to make you a man. You won't oblige me, I'll find somebody who can.